that's the way it seems. That's the way it seems. In the meantime, I have done several other things. Got set up on QRZ and what have you, and I did download EchoLink and was playing with that a little bit. I got to get more, you know, there's a learning curve with everything, and I'm confident that it'll roll right along. I do want to get an antenna up on the house, though. I found some plans for what they're calling a Super J pole, and it's got an extra half wave on top of it with a coil. So I got to knuckle down and start building that, which would be kind of interesting to have. Supposed to have quite a bit, well, about 5 dB of gain, which, you know, some people say that the J-ball had no gain at all, but I know that I talk pretty, I hit Belle Isle from my home here in Utica, so that's a straight 20-mile shot with the antenna, tip of the antenna 10 feet off the ground, so feel pretty good about that. And if I could, and I thought I might save this this first J pole for maybe a POTA or something if we get involved in something like that. KF8 FGS, back to you.
Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 44 degrees.
NAWRO, and that is just right there. The beauty of the hobby. You can, you know, you can focus on whatever section that you're really interested in. And there are a lot of guys. I think you've already probably picked up on it, Mike. Well, you see the Discord chat. You can tell who's really into antennas. And like homebrew and deploying and POTA, oh my gosh, there's just so many. Right now, I think we might, it always seems to happen this way. We focus a little on WinLink, you know, because the set's coming up in May, the first Saturday in May. And that's another thing. I actually pulled out the task book and looked at that. And compose and send a WinLink message to a standard email and to a call sign. Now, that's only by telnet, so that's fairly easy to do, but I think you're already done with that. Wasn't John helping you out with that?